There's a major story in the world of international track and field unfolding this week, and it's focused on the gold medalist Caster Semenya. The Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled this week that female runners who have unusually high testosterone must take medication to reduce their levels of the male sex hormone if they want to compete in some events. It's a landmark decision that could affect Semenya's ability to defend her Olympic title. She won gold in the 800-meter race in the last two Olympics. And it could also have far-reaching implications for other women in sports. Mike Pesca is here and now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, this story brings up so many questions about competition, ethics, fairness. What's your take on it?
It is a fascinating question, although if you're Caster Semenya, you would not find it so fascinating. You would find it unfair. Then again, the unstated non-litigants in the case, but the people who are affected, which is to say every other woman that she might be running against also have a stake. In sports, the whole point is that there is a winner and loser. There is a finish line. There is no way to make a definitive decision without, I guess, bracketing it by saying it is true that this decision is imperfect.
Well, even the court admitted that in this ruling. It said that the rule is discriminatory, but that the discrimination is necessary to preserve the integrity of female athletes. It's an admission that somebody here is going to lose out. What else have we heard about the reasoning behind it?
And that's what the fascinating thing is. It is discriminatory, and we've been told that discrimination is a bad thing. And if you're Caster Semenya or someone who identifies with her or is a fan of hers, it seems terribly unfair. So Caster Semenya has a condition known as hyperandrogenism. And this means, among other things, her body generates more testosterone than a typical woman would. In fact, the amount of testosterone that her body generates is in the low levels of what a male might generate.
But we don't know exactly what her level is, right?
Because we don't know what her level is. We know that she would violate the rule. So she couldn't compete as a woman given the new rule that the Court of Arbitration for Sport was talking about. But here's the complication. Just having a lot of testosterone, that alone does not only guarantee, that perhaps correlates, that does correlate to some athletic advantage, but not all and not most. And there are many great athletes, male and female, with totally differing levels of testosterone. And then, putting testosterone aside, there's hemoglobin. There is an analogy to the production of hemoglobin. So there are some famous athletes who have had genetic mutations that affect their hemoglobin so that they're at unbelievable levels, and this allows them to process oxygen at a much higher rate. That's allowed. So a genetic mutation is allowed. What hyperandrogenism isn't a mutation, but that's not allowed.
Okay.
So it might seem like I'm throwing a bunch of complicating reasons, and therefore what the court should say is, oh, this is all such a mismatch, let her run. But then you have to consider, what about every other female athlete who is at a disadvantage if they aren't producing this testosterone, which does help, and which people do take as a performance enhancer to get faster?
I think you make a good point about biological advantage, right? Because reaching the highest level of sports, sure, it's about hard work, but really it is about genetics. Put me up against LeBron James and I will lose every single time, even if I practice for the rest of my life. Do you think that this is, in some ways, a slippery slope to someday saying that, look, if you're too tall, you can't play basketball?
Yeah, if you don't have those flipper feet like Michael Phelps did.
Right.
Yes, it is. I don't think the court is dodging it, but what they're saying is, somewhere along the slope, we have to plant a flag and say, as complicated and imperfect as it is, this side of the flag gets to compete as women and this side doesn't. Because you can imagine a situation where if they just defer to the person's own definition, well, what does that do to women's sports?
Isn't it also odd, Mike, that she will, if she wants to run in the 800 meters, she'll have to take medication to bring her testosterone levels down? Now, this is an era where we are so hyper aware about drugs in sports. And you hear the court is saying, take a drug to perform.
Yeah, it is taking a drug for no other reason but to aid in athletic performance. And the aid would be to get an indicator of a bodily substance down to a point where you're allowed to run in the Olympics. That's an odd thing. That's just odd to get your head around. Like I said, this I don't envy the court, and I feel bad for Caster Semenya, but I do think that there are, you know, untold thousands or millions of other potential rivals to her who benefit or at least aren't punished by this decision. You have to take them into account too.
Sure. And the court says this should apply only up to the 800 meters. She could run the 1500 meter race, although it's not her preferred event. Very interesting.
Michael Phelps could dive, but he doesn't have the right body for that either.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.